Welcome to Chamber Chat. Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber of Commerce. You can go to durangobusiness.org and check out our upcoming events. And then also for all things BID, Business Improvement District, downtown North Main, go to downtowndurango.org. Tanya Clegg, how are you?
Good. How are you, Jack?
You know, we're living the dream.
That's right.
Yeah, I always say just wish someone pinch me and wake me up, but that's okay. It's all good. It's all good. So, wow, we've got a lot coming up. You know, we were talking off air and I'm looking at all the things the chamber has, but BID, you guys have a fall rewards program you're looking at launching. Tell me about that.
Yeah, we have a busy fall season coming up with events and then a new fall rewards program that is just for the North Main District. And the North Main District is basically 14th all the way up to the city limits. And there's a lot of businesses up there. And, you know, sometimes folks haven't, you know, discovered this area or don't go as often, but gosh, we got some great restaurants and retail and lots of services up that way. And so we are doing a rewards program that will reward shoppers for shopping in the North Main District in October. So we are so excited to launch this program.
And tell me how it's going to work then. Is there a variety of different merchants that people can spend? How much do they spend? What are the rewards? Talk about that a little.
Yeah, so we are working on our final details, but that'll be coming out real soon. But there's just going to be one reward level that folks will reach up to. It's going to be between $250 to $300. And you can shop at multiple different restaurants or retail or services to gather your receipts to that level and then submit them on our website. So businesses that will count will include restaurants, retail, personal services, attractions, accommodations. And then we also have some select services that we are including. So like physical therapists and even JP Tire, great time to get some winter tires. You know, all the other services like the tile shop up there, there's a ton of businesses to discover. And so we are excited to promote our North Main District.
Well, I do think, you know, when you mention that, I mean, I'm even thinking of, you know, some of the sporting goods stores, Ski Barn, Durango Outdoor Exchange, you know, like mentioned, you know, JP Tire, Firestone. I mean, you can, especially buying winter tires and snow tires, you can hit that dollar amount pretty quickly.
Yeah, you sure can. So, you know, we just, you know, a little bit here, a little bit there, and boy, it's pretty easy to spend that money up there. We have such great businesses up in the North Main District. And, you know, we're coming on ski season. So, you know, we have a Ski Barn, Outdoor Exchange, Purgatory Sports. And then, like you said, you know, JP Tire for, you know, snow tires and things. So, and lots of other businesses to discover.
We'll throw in Firestone just so we don't get in trouble for forgetting about them as well. Up on
that is true. That is true. we love all our businesses the same. So
yeah, maybe even some flowers from April's Garden. We'll throw in them too. Now we're going to get in trouble for all the ones we didn't mention. But when does this kick off again?
So this is going to kick off on Friday, October 8th, and we'll run through October 31st. So during that time, shoppers can go ahead and keep their receipts for anyone in those select services that we talked about, and then submit them on our website. And all the submissions need to be in by November 1st. Gotcha. So you can spend up till the 31st, and then shoppers will be rewarded with a $50 gift card to the businesses that are participating.
Very nice. And then, you know, you mentioned October 31st, which means Halloween's right around the corner, and I'm assuming we're going to be trick-or-treating downtown this year.
Oh, yes, we are going to be trick-or-treating, and we are in partnership with the Chamber to do this annual event that people look forward to. You know, my phone was actually ringing few weeks ago, people asking about Halloween and wanting to get out there. And we are really excited to bring back this annual event where our merchants will be handing out candy in downtown Durango. This event is for 10 and under, and it's from 4 to 6 on the 31st, which is a Sunday. And so we're, you know, really excited to bring this back. Unfortunately, last year we weren't able to do a lot of these events. And so we are, you know, going forward with these outdoor safe events. And so looking forward to that this year.
And if a merchant is looking to participate in the trick-or-treating, is there, so they reach out to the business improvement district, they need to hang a certain pumpkin out, or what do they need to do to get ready for the trick-or-treaters, and what time to what time?
Sure. So the merchants should contact BID. We have a sign-up form that we ask them to sign up, but they can reach out to me by email at tanyac@downtowndurango.org, and I'll put them in the right direction. And then those who sign up will have a sign on their door that they are participating. All the merchants are going to be outside, so nobody's going to be going inside. And that way, you know, we're all out in the fresh air, and that will be from 4 to 6 that merchants will be handing out candy or non-candy items to kids. And for those non-candy items, they're going to have a teal pumpkin, and for candy items, they'll have an orange pumpkin.
Nice, nice. And what about big kids like me? Can I participate?
Unfortunately not. And my kid has reached that age that he is not in that age group. We really have dedicated this to 10 and under as a safe way for them to trick or treat. Big kids, you know, Third Avenue and other places around our community are a great place to trick or treat. But this is really for those little kids to come down and have a safe place to trick or treat from 4 to 6 on Halloween.
All right. Well, thank you for clarifying. Maybe I'll go trick or treat to the various restaurants and bars with a shot glass.
Right. I guess that's what the adult kids get to do.
There we go. Now, what else do you have coming up for the fall season? I know you guys are very, very busy. And what other events are you going to be hosting and putting on and, you know, celebrating, as they say?
Yeah, so fall is always a really busy time. So we have the Downtown Balloon Glow, which we partner with the Animus Balloon Rally to bring to our downtown. It is on October 15th in downtown Durango. It's going to be from 6 to 8:39 that the balloons will be up. Now, the balloons don't float up in the air. They are just inflated and on the ground. But this is a great opportunity to see these huge balloons right up close in person. This happens right in front of the train station, but they have extended it to the back lot behind the theater to have an extra balloon. So there's more balloons this year. And there's the candlesticks, which candlesticks are just the basket with the fire that often our pilots get, let the children go ahead and pull that, which is really a pretty fun experience for the kiddos.
Yeah, they get to pull the burner and watch it light up. And I know I love that when they do that during the snowdown parade, and it's always like, ooh, warmth. Yes, warmth.
Exactly. It's a fun experience for them to do, and then they can talk to the pilots and learn a little bit more about what they do. And all the pilots aren't paid to come. They come, they're volunteers, they come, and it's just because it's something that they really enjoy. So we're really excited to kick off the balloon rally with, you know, the Downtown Balloon Glow. It's going to be bigger than ever with a lot more balloons, and just a great experience for everyone to come down. Very family friendly.
Well, and something else that I want to plug is the upcoming Durango Cowboy Poetry Gathering. I told my friend Sherry Rochford I'd plug it. So that's happening September 30th through the October 3rd. So right around the corner. Again, you can go to the DurangoCowboyGathering.org and look up that, get your tickets, check out all the various things and their event schedule. Now, I want to ask you, and this, you don't even know I was going to ask this question, but so looking back in your crystal ball, what have you personally learned through all this craziness we've been through this last year and a half?
I guess never give up, keep plugging away. There's always a light at the end of the tunnel. And the word pivot is in my dictionary now. And I have, over the course of this last year, we have changed and had to pivot and try to figure out how to do things just a little bit differently. And it's, I don't know, I think it makes you better when you can really problem solve and kind of look at things from a different perspective.
You know, I agree. I always joke and say pivot is the most overused word in 2020 and now 2021, but it is so true. And the one thing that I look at from you know, our perspective, or my just personal perspective, is that I use the word co-opetition. You know, we're all, you know, kind of competing out there in so many different ways. But when it comes time to being resilient, we immediately activate and come together, whether it's the Alliance Bid Chamber, you know, Visit Durango, Local First, you know, all the organizations, Dave Woodruff with the Restaurant Association, and of course, quote unquote, pivoted. But yeah, rose to the occasion and made things happen. Now, people are interested in your calendar, because I want to say you guys probably have one of the most robust calendars. What is your website and where can people find the bid calendar?
Yeah, so it's downtowndurango.org is our website. And we are fortunate to have the What's Happening Durango calendar on our website. So we partner with them. And we have just a ton of events that are always posted on there. So that's a great place to look for events that are coming up. And, you know, October, people feel like, you know, oh, things are slowing down, but October is really full of events. And on our website, we also have kind of a page dedicated to the fall season. And so you can look at that. It's, you know, we have activities, things to do, and events on our website that are dedicated to fall. And our winter one is going to be rolling out really soon as the weather is changing. My parents live in Breckenridge and they just got snow today. So winter is coming probably a little later for us, but you know, we're preparing for those things as well.
You know, I saw a post and it looked like it was from the north side of Uray, and somebody posted a picture. It looked like they had a little bit of snow up on the higher elevations there too. So yeah, it is coming. And it won't be long.
Exactly, exactly. It's coming. And, you know, we're planning for one of our traditional winter events is Singing with Santa. And that is coming on Friday, November 26th. So we're really excited to bring that back. You know, Santa will be there and coming down and be able to talk to the kids about what they want for Christmas. Cookies and hot chocolate in the park. And of course, you know, the procession of singing with Santa, you know, leading up to that. So yeah, we are really excited to bring that back as well.
I can't believe we're already talking about, you know, Christmas stuff, but yeah, we'll be, and then there'll be Noel night, and it just rolls right into the holiday season. And it's, you know, it's hard to believe that we are, yeah, already shifting into that mindset, but you know, 'tis the season to just, yeah, get ready for the next thing. And the fall colors are turning right now. I was up in the high country about a week ago, but yeah, the colors are turning. So make sure you get up there to check that out as well. All right. We only got about 30 seconds. So one more time, your website
is downtowndurango.org. And you can find everything about events and things to do. Lots of great information. So check it out.
Well, Tanya, thank you for everything you and Tim do for the, you know, not only BIB, but the entire community. And recording this on via Zoom. So as I say, it's good to see you on Zoom at least.
Yeah, exactly. We'll get back to those more in person as we go. I saw that the Chamber of Business After Hours was very full the other day. So people are definitely getting out and about.
About 60 people there. So we're coming out of our COVID cocoons, hopefully, but mask up, vaccinate, all those things.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right.
Thank you so much, Jack.
Thank you. We got to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.